Camille Graves sat on the front porch, staring across the railing at the approaching dust swirls. For the better part of the 60 years she had been alive, she had worked for Doc Barton and his family. She watched as a large red truck approached. The two-year drought showed no signs of letting up soon, and the image of the truck shimmered in the heat waves as she squinted against the sun's brightness. "That would be Miss Brynn," Camille said to herself as the truck slowed and turned into the drive a few hundred yards away. Miss Brynn would be Brynn Barton, Doc's granddaughter, who was expected to arrive today. Camille had not seen her for almost 5 years, and she was excited to see the young woman. Doc Barton had been the area's veterinarian for over 40 years and had built a reputation as the best large animal specialist in the South. He had brought some of the finest American quarter horses and thoroughbreds into this world. He would soon be passing on his practice to his granddaughter Brynn to finally go into full retirement. Since his wife's passing 5 years ago, Doc Barton found that he had lost a step or two and was not able to put in the long hours and late nights like he used to. As he aged, it seemed like a prized foal or calf would often choose to be born between 2 and 5 in the morning, frequently after many hours of painful labor. The flash of the hot sun reflected off the truck, catching the attention of Micah Sullivan, Sully to her friends, as she climbed up to sit on the top rail of the corral fence. "Damn, Glenn, go easy on his mouth, will ya?" she barked from her perch.
"Sorry, Sully,"
Glenn said as he eased up on the reins.
"He's got the instinct, so just sit back, hold on, and let him do the work,"
Sully shouted. It was never easy for her to train a new rider. The horses she bred were born with the instinct to herd cattle, but to compete and establish their reputation, they still needed a rider. Sully's back injury a few years earlier prevented her from competing as much as she liked, hence the need for a quality-trained rider. Glenn was talented, and Sully had been working with him for over a year, but she still had to remind him to give the horse free rein to make the instinctive sharp movements of a cutting horse. All the rider had to do was point out the animal they wanted to be cut and separated from the herd, and then sit back and let the animal do the work. Sully watched as the truck stirred up a cloud of dust as the owner maneuvered the hulking machine down the drive. Doc Barton had stopped by the previous day and informed her that his granddaughter would be arriving today to begin orientating to his practice in anticipation of his retirement. Even though Sully had joked with Doc, she knew the portly old man was weary and ready to retire. Still, Doc Barton was the best vet for hundreds of miles, and she would miss the comfort of knowing he would be available at the drop of a hat. He did his best to assure her that Brynn was competent and had gained valuable experience working at some of the country's premier racetracks. Sully watched the truck slow as it approached Doc's house. She had taken over the management of Sullivan's Trace 3 years earlier, after the sudden death of her father. She was named after her grandfather, Micah Sullivan, an immigrant from Ireland who found work as a cowboy in Texas before relocating his small family to Florida. The first Micah had an eye for quality horse flesh and began breeding some of the best American quarter horses in the States. His experience driving cattle in Texas also helped him train cutting horses, and his talents quickly became well known across the southern states. His first grand champion, Sullivan's Sundancer, became the root of his stock and sired numerous champions. With the birth of artificial insemination, the bloodlines would last for many generations. Doc Barton had been out to complete a pre-birthing check on one of the mares carrying a foal of the famed Sundancer. Much to her delight, Doc had informed her that the foal would be a colt, a rather large one. The size did worry him about the birthing process.
"He's gonna come out half-grown at this rate,"
Doc had said as he finished his examination.
"I will give her 2 or 3 weeks left at the most,"
he said as he removed the disposable gloves from his hands.
"Brynn will be here just in time to help bring him into the world," he said proudly.
"Are you sure she's ready to take on your practice?"
Sully asked curiously. Doc chuckled, which made his eyes sparkle brighter.